Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CE on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Kathleen Moore. Today, I'll review the mechanism of action of CDH6 or cadherin-6 targeted antibody drug conjugates in development for ovarian cancer. So what I want to start with in this conversation is kind of why CDH6 or why cadherin-6? Why is this of interest in ovarian cancer and probably will be of interest in other gynecologic cancers moving forward? CDH6 is a transmembrane protein that is embryonically involved in the development of central nervous system circuitry as well as proximal renal tubules. CDH6 is overexpressed in a lot of cancers, but really overexpressed and at least ubiquitously expressed and then overexpressed in high-grade serous ovarian cancer. The prognostic role of having CDH6 overexpression is not clear at this point. There are some small studies that suggest it may be related to poor outcomes, but those are premature and are still an area of clinical equipoise. But what we know to date is that amongst high-grade serous ovarian cancer, any expression of CDH6 is not quite 100%, it's about 80%, but high overexpression is very common, making this a ideal target for antibody drug conjugates or other antibody-directed therapies. And indeed, this has been of interest for quite a while. There was a CDH6 ADC that never got a name, but it was called HKT-288. This was an antibody drug conjugate that had a maytansine-based or microtubule inhibitor payload that went into clinical trials with a priority around ovarian cancer. We're very excited about it, but it was discontinued early in development, really because of unexplained and quite significant neurologic events. And so enthusiasm around CDH6 decreased a little bit until the second CDH6 ADC in raludotug deruxtecan, what we call RDXD, entered clinical testing. Now, this is an entirely different molecule, even though it has the same target. It's a different antibody, it has different linkers, and it has a different payload. Here, a deruxtecan or a topoisomerase 1 inhibitor payload. And we have seen early activity in platinum-resistant ovarian cancer, and actually even some early activity in platinum-sensitive ovarian cancer. But just speaking to the platinum-resistant space, the data presented to date has a confirmed overall response rate of just under 50%, 48.6%. And excitingly, the median duration of response was just under a year. And this was in a small number of patients, 45 patients, and I think we'll see some updated data later this year. But they were treated over the three active dose levels under development in RDXD. RDXD has moved into a registration-enabling global phase 2-3 trial called REJOICE-01, as well as early kind of phase 2 studies in non-serous epithelial ovarian cancer, recurrent endometrial cancer, recurrent cervical cancer, and now in combination with other agents such as bevacizumab. So the development continues with this agent. There are two additional antibody drug conjugates targeting cadherin-6. One is a little further along. We know a little bit more about the agent called CUSK-06, which is another cadherin-6-directed antibody drug conjugate. Not much is known about its structure yet in public domain. We do know that, as all of them do, a monoclonal antibody directed against CDH6. It is conjugated with a different type of linker, here a protease cleavable linker, to exatecan. RDXD is deruxtecan, CUSK-06 is exatecan. Both are topoisomerase 1 inhibitors, and whether or not there are differences in efficacy and safety profiles between deruxtecan and exatecan will require quite a bit more clinical trial data, really, before we can sort that out. And so it is quite exciting that we have several of these agents now moving forward into clinical trials. And this leads to kind of the obvious question, what are the potential clinical implications for these, at least preliminarily, very active agents? Well, we're already seeing the efficacy in platinum-resistant ovarian cancer, which is an area of high unmet need. And so the ongoing registration trial in this space, we're kind of waiting for that efficacy data with some anticipation. So in summary, Cadherin-6 or CDH6 is a target of high interest in particular high-grade serous ovarian cancer, but that may expand. We have early data of efficacy with RDXD and a nice safety profile. We're awaiting data on Cuspo-6 and some of the other molecules. And I think the next stage of development will really be around where in the treatment paradigm do these agents best serve our patients to help them live the longest and highest quality life. Thank you.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/Prova. Thank you for listening.